Ladies and gentlemen, we are bringing to you the most important story of this century. Mankind's breakthrough into space. It will have more impact on the fate and future of this world than any of the voyages of Columbus, Magellan, or the great explorers of the Earth. For the first time, mankind has reached for the stars and found them within his grasp. The day is October 4th, 1957. The exact time, unknown. The place, somewhere in the USSR, most probably above the 75th parallel of latitude, 1,000 miles or even more to the north of the Caspian Sea. Here now is what we believe actually took place. Standing on a secret launching ramp is a giant three-stage rocket, some 9 or 10 stories tall. Small figures scurry about its base, making last-minute checks. Finally, the tall gantry crane moves away, and the rocket stands alone. Men hurry to the shelter of the concrete blockhouses. The air grows tense. Then comes the final warning, the countdown, and blast off. The rocket gains speed and shoots upward. Within seconds, it becomes a speck in the sky and is lost to sight. Radar takes over the tracking and then loses the image. Far above the Earth, the first stage burns out and falls back. The second stage pushes on higher and faster, and with ever-mounting speeds begins to curve into the orbit the satellite will follow. It too burns out and drops, and the third stage, now traveling nearly 18,000 miles an hour, gives birth to a globe 23 inches in diameter, weighing 184.3 pounds. For a brief instant, there is the silence of outer space. Then the antennas shoot forth, and like the cry of a newborn babe, a tiny voice is heard from the vastness of space, 560 miles above the Earth. A lonely and mysterious cry that forever separates the old from the new. A sound that marks the birth of a new era for mankind. He has put his foot on the first step of the pathway to the stars.